April 13. Numbers 21-13. He lost his patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James 1:4. Notwithstanding the fact that Moses was the meekest man that lived upon the earth, on one occasion he drew the displeasure of God upon himself. The undeserved reproaches of the people which fell upon him led him for a moment to forget that their murmuring was not against him, but against God. And instead of being grieved because the Spirit of God was insulted, he became irritated, offended, and in a self-willed, impatient manner struck the rock twice, saying, "Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" Moses revealed great weakness before the people. He showed a marked lack of self-control, a spirit similar to that possessed by the murmurers. He should have been an example of forbearance and patience before that multitude. They were ready to excuse their failures, disaffections, and unreasonable murmurings on account of this exhibition of wrong on his part. The greatest sin consisted in assuming to take the place of God. The position of honor that Moses had heretofore occupied did not lessen his guilt, but greatly magnified it. Here was a man hitherto blameless, now fallen. Many in a similar position would reason that their sin would be overlooked because of their long life of unwavering fidelity. But no, it was a more serious matter for a man who had been honored of God to show weakness of character in the exhibition of passion than if he had occupied a less responsible position. Moses was a representative of Christ, but how sadly was the figure marred. Moses had sinned, and his past fidelity could not atone for the present sin. Moses and Aaron must die without entering Canaan, subjected to the same punishment that fell upon those in a more lowly position. They bowed in submission, though with anguish of heart that was inexpressible, but their love for and confidence in God was unshaken. But few realize the sinfulness of sin. The cases of Moses and Aaron show that it is not a safe thing to sin in word or thought or deed.